happening. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade Friday, protests happening across the U.S. from Los Angeles to New York and at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. Capitol Police saying two people were arrested there Saturday afternoon for destruction of property. The FBI now assisting police with their investigation of a pregnancy center in Colorado that was vandalized and set on fire. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that President Biden is calling for Congress to reinstate Roe v. Wade.
Yes, the president could use executive authority. We can look to see what executive action we can take. But the reality is we have to get Congress to act to restore Roe, to make it law of the land.
The Biden administration contends that abortion is a constitutional right. The Supreme Court maintains that abortion rights are not rooted in U.S. history. Former President Trump at a rally in Mundon, Illinois Saturday, praising the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade.
The court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life. This breakthrough is the answer to the prayers of millions and millions of people.
President Biden traveling to Germany Saturday for the 48th G7 summit. Fox's Peter Ducey has the details from Tulfs, Austria.
And this White House says the timing of this trip is okay, even though back home, inflation and gas prices remain sky high.
White House officials say the talks will also focus on maintaining an alliance and their support for Ukraine against the Russian invasion. President Biden will next travel to Madrid, Spain for a NATO summit. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Flight prices remain high, with summer travel expected to return to pre-pandemic levels. Fox's Phil Keating has more from Miami International Airport.
Every airport in the nation right now is reporting passenger counts are up, flights are more expensive than a year ago, and delays and cancellations are happening with frequency, especially over the past 10 days. Here at Miami International, Saturday travel is always full of passengers coming or going. According to the travel website Hopper, the average price for a flight is now costing Americans $330. For those opting to drive instead of flying, you're looking at paying about $70 to fill up your tank. So you've got to weigh which one's more expensive.
Miami International Airport says daily passenger totals have increased by 15% since 2019. The number of people who were killed after attempting to scale a border fence between Morocco and a Spanish enclave has risen to 23. Moroccan authorities said a stampede erupted Friday when people were trying to climb the iron fence that separates the city of Melilla and Morocco. The Houston Astros perform a rare feat against the New York Yankees.
The Astros are the only team to no-hit the Yankees since 1958. They've now done it twice.
Ground ball towards third. Two hops for Bregman, and the Astros have done it again in Yankee Stadium. A combined no-hitter, just like in 2003.
That's courtesy AT&T Sportsnet South. Houston topped New York 3-0 for the Astros' 14th no-hitter in franchise history. Starter Christian Javier worked the first seven innings. He struck out a career-high 13 batters in his 84th career start. Hector Neris worked the eighth inning before Ryan Pressly got the final three outs in the ninth. The Yankees were no-hit for just the eighth time. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.